The current crisis on Wall Street is now a big factor shaping America's international image. Mark Anderson has his eye on that as CEO of Strategic News Service. He follows global markets and writes a blog from his base in Washington State. So what we're looking at here is how this financial crisis is reverberating globally and whether either presidential candidate John McCain or Barack Obama is saying what not only Americans need to hear, but also what our allies overseas need to hear. First off, will this financial crisis still be a crisis come January 20th when the next president takes office?
Yes, I believe it will. You know, we're really seeing a whole litany of mini crises or major crises that are sub-crises of a larger story. The larger story is one of global liquidity contraction, or what they call the credit crunch worldwide, and all these asset bubbles collapsing around the world are the mini stories. If you asked, will the real estate market in the United States continue to suffer for the next 12 months? I think the answer is yes. Will there be real estate problems equally severe in London? I believe there will be. Also in Spain? Probably true. We're going to see banking problems, financial system problems, real estate problems, other asset bubble problems worldwide.
All right. If this does turn out to be the case, and of course nobody really knows what's going to be happening, but from your point of view, global markets, global financial players, what do they need to hear from Barack Obama and John McCain to persuade them that either one of them is capable of not only handling this crisis, but preventing another one?
Well, I think your question is well intended, but let me lightly rephrase it. Not just what do they need to hear, but what do they need to believe? In McCain's case, he was head of commerce in the Senate during the deregulation of the banking system, which led to our current problems. And that's a tough thing for him to talk about. Is he credible as a leader that will come in and actually deregulate at the same time as he's re-regulating, or is he going to regulate at the same time as he's deregulating? And so I don't think he's credible to those people who are serious in the financial world.
Well, let's listen to what he's saying now. This is an ad that the McCain campaign for president released today.
You, the American workers, are the best in the world, but your economic security has been put at risk by the greed of Wall Street. That's unacceptable. My opponent's only solutions are talk and taxes. I'll reform Wall Street and fix Washington. I've taken on tougher guys than this before.
Now, Mark, before we go back to you for some reaction to that, let's hear Barack Obama's campaign ad dealing with the financial crisis.
Here's what I believe we need to do. Reform our tax system to give a $1,000 tax break to the middle class instead of showering more on oil companies and corporations that outsource our jobs. End the anything-goes culture on Wall Street with real regulation that protects your investments and pensions. Fast-track a plan for energy made in America that will free us from our dependence on Mideast oil in 10 years and put millions of Americans to work.
All right. So, Mark Anderson, then, talk about both of those cases. Have you heard anything that you think could persuade U.S. economic allies that are so much a part of this picture that either candidate's plan is credible?
So the McCain piece sounds like something that was put together by Karl Rove. And it doesn't, if I were a serious financial person in London, I'd hear that and I'd think, this person doesn't understand economics. They're just talking to get elected.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, could it be that this is for a domestic audience and that the McCain campaign has different channels going abroad, specifically talking to financial people abroad,
you know,
to assuage?
You know, I wish it were so, but I don't think it's true. And I'll give you an example. Carly Fiorina seems to be their top economic advisor. Bad choice. Here's a failed CEO. Why would you pick a failed CEO, highly public, as your chief economic advisor? It doesn't make any sense.
This is the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard.
Yes. So, you know, who was fired?
So what could somebody like John McCain say, though, that would assuage the fears of allies?
Here's what scared me yesterday. McCain said, let's study this. Let's have a commission like the 911 Commission. That took over a year. We don't have over a year. We need to have people in charge who will say, tonight I'm going to do this. Next week I'll do that, and by the end of the month I'll have this finished.
Did you hear that in Barack Obama's ad just then?
I do. It's, you know, basically what he's saying is, you know, we will regulate. Here's how we will regulate. These are the areas which we're going to focus on first. That gives me, I don't think that he's necessarily qualified, but at least he's saying the right things.
Saying the right things even for an international audience?
I believe so.
Our audience should know. Are you working on behalf or supporting either candidate?
No.
You're not supporting either one financially.
No, I have not sent money to either candidate. And I'll tell you, I have deep concerns whether anybody in this race vice president or president is qualified from an economic perspective to run the country. And so that executive experience piece is missing this year, which is kind of unusual in our election. We usually have somebody who has run something, you know, well.
The CEOs who subscribe to your strategic news service, are they purely in the United States or abroad as well?
No, they're all over the world.
And what do you hear from them?
A lot of worry. It's a little bit difficult sometimes to express how things look from the United States to someone who's in the city of London, for instance. As an example, when the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac thing happened, it looked different, I think, from London than it looked from the United States.
Describe that to us.
Had to explain to the London folks that we would absolutely save these two institutions because there was no alternative. Whereas from the outside, it looked as though one more series of bailouts. From the inside, it looked like this is really not optional.
Do you think it's part of a candidate's remit, though, to be saying things now to try and ease concerns of anyone from Singapore to Frankfurt to London?
I do, because I believe that this whole idea of being president needs to be taken seriously, and it's certainly silly season here in the U.S. right now, talking about the things we've been talking about in the media. We should be talking about the idea of what is an American leader today. It's going to be someone who has enough economic understanding to keep us from what we just went through.
And you would advise them to say what? I mean, you say you're not advising either candidate, but give them some free advice now.
As an example, I happen to think that the oil speculation that we're just now going to have hearings on in D.C. is at one of the root causes of all these problems. You can't take a global economy from $14 a barrel to $140 a barrel and not have repercussions. And I like the idea that at least Barack Obama is talking directly about oil as a big problem. And I think that the idea of getting the United States to reduce its dependency upon oil is a security issue as well as an economic issue, and it's an intelligent thing to do.
All right. Thank you very much for your time and thoughts. Mark Anderson heads up Strategic News Service, which publishes a widely read global technology newsletter. You can find a link to his blog on our website, theworld.org. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.